Hey everyone, welcome back. It's US Bank Stadium, Wobby, Vikings.com. Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen.
Giants making plays.
The Giants trying to help us get the one seed, which we can worry about now because we are division champions. The Vikings defeat the Bengals 34-7 right
here. Hey, can I handle some business quickly?
At US Bank Stadium, division champs, yes.
Stuff like this is available at the Vikings Locker Room Store right now or VikingsLockerRoomStore.com. Second division championship the last 3 years for the Kings of the North. Second for Mike Zimmer, and in very convincing fashion against his former team.
We're talking about it right now on the Between the Lines postgame report brought to you by Gatorade. The Vikings are division champions by virtue of their 11th win of the season. It came over the Cincinnati Bengals in a game that was dominated by the Vikings defense, Paul.
And honestly, that's how it should have been. You know, we didn't really have much anxiety, at least Wobby and I, when we watch practice, talk out every scenario. There wasn't a lot of anxiety for this game. You know, there really are no you're absolutely going to win scenarios in the NFL. But with the injuries to Cincinnati, off the fact the Vikings gave up 216 on the ground at Carolina, and I know the key defensive members were not happy about that, you knew there would be a correction and some domination today, and there was. And outside of penalties en masse on the Vikings, everybody looked good. Everybody played well and looked good. On to Lambeau Field, two games to go, trying to get that one seed in home playoff games as Kings of the North.
Eric Kendricks' pick six highlighted a very good day for your Vikings defense in front of a very raucous U.S. Bank Stadium crowd. Great job by the fans of being loud. Now, big picture.
Hadn't been here 55 days. Yeah, they missed everybody.
Right, one home game in 55 days. Now we want to have many more home games here in the playoffs. Big picture. We're rooting against the Eagles. We're rooting against the Panthers. But the Vikings just got to win out. That starts at Green Bay. And then we come back here for the regular season finale against the Bears. So two NFC North games to close this thing out.
Well, I don't know what the Bears game is going to look like. But I could tell you right now with the way things are shaking out in the NFC. And that's not even watching the end of the Eagles-Giants game, which is a spine tingler.
Yeah.
And it's taking place right now. So those of you watching this at Vikings.com and it's over, you know what's happened. We're living life live right now. I can tell you, no matter what happens in this thing, that game in Lambeau matters.
Yeah.
You need to win that game. You need to get the 12th victory, and you need to continue your dominance in the NFC North. So December 23rd, when you listen to it on the Vikings Radio Network or watch it on TV, and you get ready for it at Vikings.com or via my radio show, 9 to noon on KFAN, we're going to have a lot of juicy things to talk about. That's going to be a big game.
All right, we got to get to work. It's a short week. The Vikings play on Saturday.
Champions!
This is step one. There are more steps to go, and we get to work right now. Thanks for watching the Between the Lines postgame report and the victory high five.
Your division champion high five between the lines, though. Yes!
All of it brought to you by Gatorade Skol Vikings.